Good afternoon. You're listening to a 6-minute voiceover for this poster. I am Wang Qian, the first author of this paper. I couldn't make it to Montreal because my Canadian visa application is still under security screening, but I genuinely don't think it's dangerous to talk about contrastive hyperarticulation of low rising tones in Changsha Xiang and Plastic Mandarin. This study investigated the production of low rising tones in two Chinese varieties spoken in Changsha, a city in central South China. As you can see in Figure 1, Changsha Xiang has 6 lexical tones, including 2 low rising tones, tone 2 and tone 6. Previous studies suggest that these two tones may be undergoing merger among Yan speakers. One possible source of this merging process is Yan speakers' everyday bilingual use of Changsha Plastic Mandarin, a Mandarin variety that grew out of the contact between Xiang and Mandarin. Plastic Mandarin has a Mandarin-style four-tone inventory, but its tonal shapes are influenced by Changsha Xiang. As shown in Figure 2, its only low-rising category includes both Changsha Xiang Tone 2 words and some Changsha Xiang Tone 6 words. In some cases, the original Tone 2 Tone 6 tonal contrast in Changsha Xiang is replaced by an aspiration contrast in Plastic Mandarin. In addition, Plastic Mandarin also has Tone 3 Sandy, where the low-falling Tone 3 becomes a low-rising surface tone before another Tone 3. Therefore, Plastic Mandarin contains 3 potential sources of surface low-rising tones. For convenience, I will refer to them as Tone 2, Tone 6, and Tone 3 from now on. This study used contrastive hyperarticulation as diagnostic of hidden tonal distinction. By contrastive hyperarticulation, I mean a systematic enhancement of phonetic cues when a minimal pair competitor is present. If two tones are still represented distinctly, speakers may pronounce them more differently when a competing word is present. The study looked at whether Tone 2 and Tone 6 are merged in Changsha Xiang and Plastic Mandarin, whether they are hyperarticulated in minimal pair contexts, and how Plastic Mandarin's Sandy Tone 3 relates acoustically to Tone 2 and Tone 6. 12 Changsha Xiang Plastic Mandarin bilinguals completed an online word naming task. The task design is illustrated in Figure 3. After a preview of 3 disyllabic words, participants read aloud an instruction sentence to an imagined interlocutor so that the interlocutor can choose the target word. Competitor conditions manipulated whether a minimal pair competitor was present or absent. Acoustic analysis focused on time-normalized semitone F0 contours, and we used generalized additive mixed models to model tonal trajectories. Results show that Tone 2 and Tone 6 remain significantly distinct in Changsha Xiang. As shown in Figure 4 and 5, Tone 6 consistently had a lower onset and a higher offset than Tone 2. In Plastic Mandarin, Tone 2 and Tone 6 were much less separable. If you look at Figure 6, overall there was no significant F0 contour difference across tones or competitor conditions. However, Tone 6 words were hyperarticulated when F0 was the only cue distinguishing them from Tone 2 minimal pair competitors, suggesting that redundant phonetic cues are less likely to be hyperarticulated. Turning to Figure 7, Sandy Tone 3 is significantly different from Plastic Mandarin Tone 2. It has a lower onset, a higher offset, and therefore a steeper rising slope. This is different from Standard Mandarin, where Sandy Tone 3 is usually lower and flatter than Lexical Tone 2, so the difference between Plastic Mandarin Tone 2 and Sandy Tone 3 cannot simply be explained as residual underlying Tone 3 information. By contrast, Figure 8 shows that Sandy Tone 3 does not differ significantly from Tone 6. This means that Sandy Tone 3 is acoustically closer to Tone 6 than to Tone 2 in Plastic Mandarin. Finally, hyperarticulation was asymmetric. In Figure 9, on the left side, we can see that the presence of a Sandy Tone 3 competitor changes the production of Tone 2. Tone 2 is hyperarticulated with a lower and wider trough. On the right side, we can see that Sandy Tone 3 is also hyperarticulated in the presence of Tone 2 through a lower trough. In figure 10, the pattern is different. On the left side, when Sandy tone 3 is present as the competitor, tone 6 is hyperarticulated with a higher offset. But on the right side, when tone 6 is present as the competitor, Sandy tone 3 does not show significant hyperarticulation. In a word, Sandy tone 3 can induce hyperarticulation of both tone 2 and tone 6, but Sandy tone 3 itself is only hyperarticulated by tone 2, not by tone 6. This asymmetry may reflect cascading activation and gradient exemplar representations. Planning Sandy tone 3 activates more tone 6 exemplars, making tone 6 harder to inhibit and resulting in weaker hyperarticulation. That would be the gist of our story here. Thank you for listening from a safe distance.